Embarrassing.
My to-do list. I didn't go to grocery outlet. I didn't feel Dollar Tree.
You didn't need to do either of those.
I know, but those pistachios were okay. They were barbecue, but I'd rather have it just plain. But either way, it was good.
And oop.
Ready?
Are you ready?
And oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me at our bedroom, on our bed, relying on our stomachs, for our little program here. Okay. So we went to Grocery Outlet Bargain Market Saturday morning. It's our annual stop on our supermarket bang bang. We go to Grocery Outlet, and then we do Walmart pickup. Walk into Grocery Outlet, and they were playing over the loudspeaker Marvin Gaye, "Let's Get It On." I was like, a little saucy for Saturday morning at 8:30. We saw our favorite cashier, Carla. Honey, can you take us through the tumultuous time we've recently had? We've had a rough patch, shall we say.
Carla's been giving us the cold shoulder for a month now.
Yeah.
She's usually really warm, super chatty, asking about the kids and our weekend. And we have a rapport. We have a friendship.
Yes.
After 2+ years of going to her every week.
Yes.
But lately, something's been off.
Yeah. She's been out in the parking lot, like doing the cart collecting thing one time. And then the other two times recently, she wasn't even a cashier when we were ready to check out. So we thought, is she avoiding us? It's not you, it's her or whatever. And we thought, well, before we even went, I was like, are you teed up? You got conversation ready? You got topics? Are you ready to chit chat with the lovely Carla? But then we saw her in the bread/chip aisle and all was grand.
Yeah. I asked her, how are you? I was really friendly. I tried to make her love me again.
Yeah.
And so we chatted. She said she won't be here next week because she has a baby shower to go to or a birthday party.
Oh.
So we had a nice little 2-minute exchange.
And yeah.
All is right in the world again.
Yeah. It was a little dicey in the beginning because we were in the cream cheese section and I saw her and I made eye contact with her. But you were consumed with the cream cheese selection, so you didn't see her. So I waved and I said, okay, me and Carla are good, but you need to find your way to her heart on your own, honey. But yeah, we met in the potato chip / bread aisle. We're back in love. I think she went through a rough patch. One of her cats may have passed, man troubles. You don't need no man, girl. Tell us about her ex in Hawaii or whatever. That was a whole tale.
Well, last year when there was those fires in Maui, was it?
Right.
Her ex-boyfriend lives there.
Yeah.
And he hadn't been heard from. So she was really concerned after that happened.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks after that, she hadn't heard from him. Nobody knew if he was okay or not.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened with that, though.
Yeah. No idea. Maybe he, like, finally maybe he got married and Carla was like, oh, we're really done forever. But well, we all go through difficult times. I'm not always the jolly grandeur happy-go-lucky person I am currently, and usually I just turn it off and I'm very quiet. I'm very solemn. Okay. It's a sad state of affairs, but back with Carla, it's all good. And then she didn't check us out, but then we had a younger gal check us out who we've had before. She was not chatty, but she was very quick. Not the best bagger, but I thought she was fine. If you have a choice between chatty and not chatty, I go not chatty, but they got to be a decent bagger.
I do not like chatty, with the exception of Carla.
Ah.
But then when they're not talkative to me. I'm like, they don't like me.
Right.
What's wrong with me?
Right. You just sit there in silence.
I take it personal.
Yeah. Waiting. Just tell me when to scan my chip card. When we were checking out, you got one of the broccoli/cauliflower bags, and it has a little green $1 off sticker. And then the girl checking us out just scanned it and went on to the next product, but you pointed it out to her, honey.
Yes, the musty old bags of vegetables always have a $1 off sticker on them.
Which I ate today.
And the cashiers always miss it, so I always have to point it out. Oh, this has a $1 off.
Yeah.
You missed it.
Cringe. I ate that broccoli and cauliflower bag today. There was some brown areas, let's say, but overall, I put on some Tabasco sauce. No, I'm sorry, sriracha. Overall, it was a winner. And then, so we're leaving. We go through the receipt, and we don't do this every time, although we should. If you're just joining us, Grocery Outlet, they don't have the best inventory system. A lot of things don't have prices. A lot of things have wrong barcodes, and we've encountered this problem before. But we go through. We're on our way to my car, and we see the receipt. And it has a $3.99 makeup item, which you didn't buy. You didn't buy any makeup.
Correct.
So something scanned, and it rung up as $3.99 makeup. So we went back in. Carla, who saved our morning, saved our day, she gave us money back right away. And she acknowledges it's a problem. It's an ongoing problem with Grocery Outlet. So... Well, I don't know what scanned. Was it a 99 cent item? Was it a $6.99 item? But regardless, we got something for free and you got your money back.
Yes, I did.
$4 back. So all was fine in the kingdom. Then we went to Walmart pickup, got all of our stuff, came back. And then tell us about this unfortunate discovery you made, honey, when you were unbagging.
Yeah, I always put away our groceries. That's my job.
Unboxing. Yes.
And I'm obsessed with expiration dates. Yeah. I'm always checking them constantly. So I look at the expiration date on this packaged meat that we bought, and it's 3 weeks expired.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Del Real. No, I'm sorry. It's Market Side, which is a Walmart in-house / generic brand. And we just had it for the first time a week ago, and it was super good. It's lime chili
pork, verde pork.
Yeah, it's super good. But 3 weeks is a freaking crime, dude. So I hop on my laptop and I do return, and it says return to store. And it's like, for a refund. And I go, well, I don't want to drive to the store because you waste gas, and then you have to park, and then you got to walk in, and then there's six people in front of you in the customer service, and person number 3 of 6 has 80 clothing items. It's just like, oh, it's just a pain. So they always have a phone number. They say, if you're still having problems, call this number. So I call the number, Walmart customer service. I get someone called Junisia. And I explain my predicament, and I lie. Okay. I make no bones about it. Cause I don't want to drive there. I don't want to deal with the hectic madness. So, I say, hey, Junisia, we got something expired, and I took a picture of it in case they need photographic evidence or whatever. But I say, Junisia, we got expired food. We live about a half hour away from Walmart. It's a complete fabrication.
Another lie you like to do when you call for this reason is, we're driving to grandma's house and it's hours away and we already left.
Yeah, it's a three-layer lie. I'm very particular. I'm very pedantic about my lies. So I say, Junisia, Walmart's a half hour away. Complete fake news. That's about 10 minutes away, if that. And then I say, Junisia, we're busy. We're headed to grandma's. We weren't headed to grandma's. And then the final in the trilogy of this lie, the lie trilogy, is I say, and Junisia, we threw it away in the trash, in the garbage. And then she puts me on hold. But she does the thing. She put me on hold. She comes back. But then Junseo was doing the thing. And I hate when customer service do this. It's just dead silence. Like, they don't say, oh, I'm still checking on that. I'm working on that. And she's not in a call center. Because if it's a call center, you hear hubbub. You hear, like, hush crowd noise. Or
like in your clicking on keyboards and background noise.
You hear other customer service agents. It's like you're in a cafe or whatever. But it was just, I assume Junseo was working from home or remote or whatever. It's just dead silence. And I kept looking at my phone like, did Junseo hang up on me? Did Junseo hang up on me? It's been 6 minutes and 42 seconds. But after about 8-9 minutes, she credited me, our account. So I was like, yay. So thank you, Junseo. Much love. Thank you for saving me. And I'm sorry I had to lie, girl. you don't want none of this. That's a red flag. It's a red flag, ladies. It's a deal breaker. If your man lies to customer service, don't go out with him. So, honey, that pork is expired. And let's describe it more. It's in the deli section.
This pork is... it's already cooked.
Yes.
It's not raw.
Yeah.
And it's in like a vacuum sealed plastic.
Yes.
So is it, I'm really on the fence of if it's safe to eat or not.
Yeah. It's 17 days because it's the February 23rd. It's
okay.
March 10. So 10 plus 7 is 17. So it's 2.5 weeks, let's say.
Okay.
It's like, if it was a week, I'd be like, cool. But
absolutely.
But 2.5 weeks, that's asking a lot.
And obviously, if it was raw, clearly that's bad. But it's cooked and it's vacuum sealed.
Yes. And I'm not above eating expired food, okay? Like, I often buy expired snacks, or I just let them waste away because I buy a bunch of them at once and then it just takes me forever to get through them. I'm currently eating these beans. Bean Bada Boom, I think it's called. It's a crunchy, savory snack with flavors, barbecue, sriracha, etc. I'm currently eating them. It's mid-March, and they expired in October. And they're a little musty. Not as crunchy, crunchy, as they were in October. But I don't care. I mean, they're a snack. It's like eating a granola bar. I'll eat a two-year-old granola bar. I don't care.
We have tons of like protein bars that expired last summer. And they're fine.
Yeah.
But when it comes to refrigerated items, perishables.
Yeah. Fresh food.
I don't know what's safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's 2.5 weeks.
I want you to eat it.
I want you to open it and take a whiff.
No, no, no.
Will you take a whiff?
I'll take a whiff. Yes. But I will not take a bite.
Could we feed it to someone as a test?
Frankie.
No, 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 no. Or feed it to me. I can't. See, part of me is like, throw it away. But the other part of me, the grandma teen in me, is like, that's free food.
Yes.
We made out like bandits. It's the price of the item is $8, give or take. I'm like, dude, that's $8 we got in credit. So I'm so close. But I think we should... throw it in the trash.
I think I'm not going to eat it personally. So
it's going to break my heart. It's going to break my heart throwing that $8 of wonderful green pork, green verde chili.
And it's so good. It's one of our favorite items.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super bussin'. You know what? I wish they had given us expired food, but by a couple of days, because then I could still call Junseo and be like, hey, girl. We're a half hour away from Walmart. Remember me? Yeah, the liar. I mean, your favorite Walmart Plus customer. If it was just a couple of days, maybe a week. And the vacuum sealing is important, but it's just like Tupperware. If you make some burgers, let's say a week in Tupperware in the fridge. And then after that, it's like, maybe it's best to steer clear. I see here in my notes, honey, that your parents came over yesterday. And your mom pointed out something untoward. What can you tell us more about that?
My mom gives me a hug and her hand rubs my back and she says, oh, no bra.
Yeah. Is that
she
wrong?
She exposed me.
is that wrong? Well, you are currently wearing very short shorts, but yesterday when they came over, you were wearing short shorts, and I thought,
yes,
wow, you have no problem wearing that in front of your mom, your dad.
Shorts? No.
Your shorts are very, very short, darling. Your business be hanging out, girl.
No. Okay. I'm covered.
Okay. But no brassiere. Does your mom care?
I don't know.
Were you just embarrassed? Does your dad know? is the church frowning upon you, honey?
It was just so funny that she noticed that and said it out loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was freshly showered and yes. I was in my jammies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm bra free. Well, pretty much I'm always bra free at home.
And short shorts.
You can guarantee that.
Daisy Dukes. Short shorts.
It was hot. I was warm.
In other news, we booked our Santa Cruz vacation. We're going in June. And it came down to, so in terms of hotel, it came down to included breakfast, a continental breakfast, one hotel, which is La Quinta, which is what we booked over Marriott, which has a hotel bar. Now, I like a hotel bar, and I think we could have a cocktail at the hotel bar and chill and hang and let Luna and Lennox stare at TikTok while in bed eating McDonald's while we're at the hotel bar. But at this point in my life, in our lives, included breakfast, the continental breakfast, the free breakfast is priceless. Because that's three mornings where we don't have to say, what are we going to do for food? Where are we going to go? Where are we going to order from? We got to get showered. So it's just, we just go downstairs and then have some musty scrambled eggs and some cheap, crappy Jimmy Dean Link sausages.
I am such a lover of a free continental breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better.
Yeah, it's hard for me to resist to not overeat. But yeah, that's what we are. Included breakfast is more preferable, higher on the totem pole than a hotel bar. And there's tons of bars. There's tons of restaurants around there. But yeah, we're staying at La Quinta Inn. A grand, okay, $993 for three nights. But it's downtown Santa Cruz. It's, the boardwalk is a block away. Everything around there is pricey. There's some motels that are in the $200 range, but included breakfast. And this is a nice, reliable chain. It's a grand. And you bought our boardwalk tickets.
Yeah, we got the day passes for the boardwalk.
Yeah.
I also bought us tickets for the mystery spots.
Yeah.
We have two full days down there, so
yeah.
We're trying to find stuff to fill our days. I want to go to the beach, and I just want to hang out on the beach.
Yeah, I hope it's warm.
It should be.
Sunny and warm.
It will be.
Early, mid-June-ish. And then finally, so I was listening to a podcast, Hot Dog is a Sandwich, my podcast friends. It's fun. It's not as fun as our pod, but whatever. and they were talking about Best Mall Foods, Sbarro, Mrs. Fields.
Oh my goodness. I love Sbarro.
Panda, all that stuff. Hot dog on a stick.
Yes.
And then the female host made a point that I never thought of. When you see like a McDonald's or Burger King or a Carl's Jr. in a mall food court, you're like, what the hell are they doing here? You don't belong here.
It kind of doesn't belong. No, you got to have the Orange Julius,
the
Mrs. Fields cookies,
yeah.
those mall brands that you don't see anywhere else.
Yeah, it's like when you see a Carl's Jr., you're like, get out of here. This isn't your genre. This isn't your subreddit. Stay in your lane. You got 9 million locations outside the bowl. Let Charlie's Cheesesteaks or whatever have a grand old time in the mall. Alrighty. Where are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're done. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your patience.
It's been fun, but not really.
Yes.
Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, rate,
review.
Or don't. You're a grown up. Do what's best for your family.
Yes.
please be sure to use our promo code for Orange Julius.
Charlie's Cheesesteaks.
Does Orange Julius still exist?
Yes, but on a very small scale. They're actually owned by the same company that owns Dairy Queen.
Ah.
Yeah.
We don't have a promo code for Orange Julius.
Or Dairy Queen. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, my wife may have not worn a brassiere around her parents. I'm telling you, love her. Those short shorts yesterday and your current short shorts. Leave little the imagination. And I love it. I love that bootay. hanging out. Always in view. But yeah, well, I thought you were going to change. But I didn't want to bring it up because I was like, eh, whatever. But anyways, so we watch Poor Things and we watch
Zone of Interest.
Zone of Interest, both nominated for the Oscars, which is happening right now. Go ahead, honey. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections. Let's start with Zone of Interest.
Zone of Interest is, if you don't know, yeah. It's a story about the family who lived right, shared a wall with the Auschwitz. Yeah. Concentration camp.
Literally, they have a garden, like a front yard, and then you walk out of the garden past their white picket fence, and you're at the entrance of Auschwitz.
And it's focused on the family. The dad and husband of this family is the head of operations of Auschwitz.
Yeah.
It's based on a true family, true real people. They really lived there in that house.
Yeah.
That house still exists. It's a private residence now.
Yeah.
So it's a really... I appreciate this movie because as we were watching it, I realized I've never given any thought to the families and the real people behind the concentration camps, the operations of it, what it takes to run. The home life of the people who work there. So it was a really interesting perspective.
Yeah, they're doing terrible things in Auschwitz, but then they go home and they have bedtime talk with this particular guy, just chatting with his wife in bed.
Reading stories to his kids at bedtime, walking around their house, taking care of their family life.
Comforting the daughter when she's scared of the dark or whatever. And you never think about that. And I knew that the premise or whatever going in, the plot, and I was like, okay, you have me sold. But then nothing happens.
This movie is really boring.
It is boring.
And there's no climax. There's no story arc.
Right.
It's very... And it's long. It's over 2 hours.
Yeah.
And really nothing happens. But it was interesting.
It's fascinating. But it's so boring.
Yes.
It's just like... It's a documentary. It's a nice 1 hour long documentary. During the movie, I was like, is something going to happen? Like, the big plot point or whatever is that he gets transferred they want to transfer him. It's just like, oh, okay. I don't know.
I was reading about the making of this film.
Yeah.
Way more interesting than the actual movie itself. There was so much thought put into the sound production, especially because you don't ever see any of the atrocities. Right. You don't ever see Auschwitz. You don't see inside at all. Of the fences and of the gates, but you hear stuff.
Yeah.
And so much time and attention to detail was put into authentic sounds that you would hear if you were at the house with the family.
Right.
And it took like 10 years to make.
Yeah.
They recreated the home. Yeah. They actually filmed there in that area.
Yeah.
So it's really fascinating and really well done.
That's great. And I appreciate the time and work and man hours and woman hours put into it. But in the end, it's a boring movie.
Very boring.
It's just like, what the heck? Nothing happens. And then we watch 20 minutes of Poor Things, so you don't have to, because that's all we could get through, because it sucked. Okay, it's a college student film. It's just, 30 seconds in, I knew it was I was like, this is going to be bad.
And I usually stick it out when we watch, when we start movies. You always, not always, often you want to give up.
I do.
And I carry on. I soldier on.
Yeah.
This is really bad. Even I gave up.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked. It's nominated for like 11 Oscars.
Ugh.
It's already won a few. We just checked
the
Oscar wins so far, but it's terrible.
I was 2 minutes in, I was like, how about a plot? It's just weird to be weird. and I can appreciate the visuals. Okay, you're out here like a steampunky or Tim Burton or whatever.
Yeah, it's Tim Burton-esque for sure.
Surrealism going on. Whatever. It's just so stupid and so amateurish. And I can't wait for the Saturday Night Live parody. But then again, I don't think they would make fun of Emma Stone because she has a brain thing. Who cares? I don't even want to get into it. The people who say they like it, whatever, dude.
I don't believe you.
Exactly. They just want to be cool, or they want to feel sophisticated or hip or something. Or culture. I don't know.
It's wacky. And usually I like wacky, but this was way...
Yeah.
Not my jam.
Yeah. So after 20 minutes, I said, I will not waste another 2 hours of my life. I've wasted 20 minutes. It's 2 hours and 21 minutes. You're not getting another 2 hours of my precious fleeting life. Emma Stone, also in The Curse recently. And then this, I don't know. And she's out there, man. She sells it and she's all in. But again, whatever. Dumb. And is this the last time we listen to Film Twitter, darling?
Well, I don't know, because Film Twitter is telling me that Dune 2 is really good. Even though you and I both did not like Dune 1.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I'm really wanting to watch the second.
Yeah, even Lennox wants to watch Dune 2. But then he wants to watch Dune 1 to brace himself for Dune 2 or prepare for Dune. And I was like, I watched Dune 1 twice just to make sure I didn't miss anything. I didn't miss anything. It's fine.
I didn't like it at all.
The first half of the movie is something going on. It's decent. I was digging it. But then the second half, whatever.
I didn't realize it was going to be more than one film. So as it was getting to the end of the first Dune, I was like, oh, this isn't a standalone movie. Yeah. And now I realize there's like 10 novels or maybe more. I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is going to go on and on.
The Dune cinematic universe. Yeah. Alrighty. Where are we done, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. We're done. Bye-bye. Addendum. In regards to Maestro, the Netflix Bradley Cooper... Leonard Bernstein movie. My mom watched it. She said, quote, a few weeks ago I watched it. I hated it. I was looking for the creative music, not the personal life of Leonard Bernstein. So there you go. My mom did not like Maestro. American Fiction, we loved.
Loved American Fiction.
Best Picture.
I think the best of all the nominations for Best Picture, in my opinion, is Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, yeah.
That movie's great. You should watch it.
I tried. I tried watching that, and then I tried watching Past Lives. And I could tell they were both good. And they were. I was into them. Slow burns, but I can dig it. But I'm an old man, and I was tired, so I fell asleep.
Yeah, Past Lives. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Past Lives, American Fiction, Anatomy of the Fall.
Yeah.
Those are the three best. I'll be happy if any of those win anything.
So you think Past Lives is the best, in your opinion?
No, I think Anatomy of a Fall is. But Past Lives is good. It's a very quiet movie.
Yeah.
But it really stuck with me. And it's one, I watched it 2 months ago, and I still keep thinking about it from time to time.
Yeah. And again, holdovers, I went to bed.
Yes.
But that was because I was like, whatever. Paul Giamatti is not likable in any sense whatsoever. So I gave up. You watched that.
Yeah, that was good.
And then we hated Oppenheimer. Too long. Too boring. And then Barbie.
Barbie was fine.
You can think whatever you want to think about it. And then Killers of the Flower Moon. You read the book.
Yes. Great book. I don't want to watch the movie, and we haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to, are we?
No.
Way too long.
Too long. And that's it. For my best picture, American Fiction, although it's not, like, it doesn't have all this dramatic resonance and great, unparalleled acting, timeless storytelling, but it's a good movie done well, and the rest, I mean, worst picture of the year, Poor Things. Okay. Don't go see that. If someone says they like it, say you should really question question what they're about. Alrighty. Are we done with the addendum, honey?
Yes.
Okay, bye. And addendum, I'm going to throw the pork away.
Aw.
As much as it pains me, as much as it would give me a satisfaction to get $9 up on Walmart, corporate greed, selfish capitalist, yeah, let's throw it in the trash, darling. Our health is more important. Okay, we're really done. See ya.
And that oop.
Oop. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy thing?
I can't eat no longer.
And that oop.